Auckland Council's big transport plan to get people on their bikes or their feet has big aims but faces the challenge of getting residents on board. The plan is designed to get people out of their cars if the trip they're taking is less than 6Ks. Our reporter Louise Tanous and cameraman Nick Monro hit the streets to see how it's going down.
Adrienne Staples is 77 years old today. She's spending her birthday with her family on her bike. She's been riding on and off her whole life, but picked it up again in her 60s when she'd ride with her late partner in West Auckland. Now she's living on the other side of town in Meadowbank, and she says it's more unsafe in this neck of the woods.
Busy traffic, not so many safe places to ride, and we have to sort of go on the roads to get down to these shared paths.
She says if more people use public transport, that would deal with the congestion that chokes the city. But it needs to be efficient and reliable. Adrienne rides her e-bike with a basket on the front to carry what she needs, weaving through the cars, construction and chaos.
I haven't sort of suffered any abuse. I do hear that, you know, people can be abused. But then sometimes you see sort of, you know, guys out on a Saturday morning riding two and three abreast, and it's like it's just a bit risky. So I can see why they get shouted at. Yeah. But I'm out by myself, so.
She says driving on St John's Road from her home to the cycleway here in Orake isn't safe. If the council wants its plan to work, she says more cycleways are needed.
It would just get so many more people out, you know. Children, you know, riding to school. That's what could happen, you know. Whereas it can't really now. It's just the roads are just too busy. It's too dangerous. Yeah, that would be wonderful, you know, to go back to kind of what I had. Anyhow, fingers crossed. Can be a birthday wish.
Cyclists we spoke to are pretty keen on the emissions reduction plan.
As I know, they've done it in other cities. Why can't we do it here? Because I enjoy biking and being out, but I can see it's got some problems and issues for some people.
But for it to be possible, safety needs to come first.
We're all retired, we can bike at a time that's reasonable, but I wouldn't be biking on this road. We have to use a footpath, it's just too dangerous. And I think every cyclist you'll talk to who's a casual cyclist like we are, they all say the same thing. It's pretty unsafe in Auckland unless you're on a bike track. And realistically, getting people off bikes, they have to do something with the public transport. That's by far the most important thing. Nobody's going to go shopping on their bike.
And then comes the question of those who need to transport children or goods on their journeys.
You then have the issue of who is driving during peak time, who doesn't have the opportunity to cyclists, people who might have kids or have got multiple people and they're trying to get between jobs. It's kind of who are you putting that burden on would be a big question there.
I do deliver bits and pieces sort of things, so in a practical terms, it's a van, I need to deliver things.
Charmaine Vaughan from Bike Auckland says they're in support of the council's plan, but they need safer options.
So we need safer, smarter, sooner infrastructure like this cycle path here over all of Auckland for everyone to be able to start reducing short car trips is a great place to start and then move on to being more comfortable with riding further to do more activities.
For those on the fence, she's encouraging people to think about other benefits cycling brings.
Give it a go. It's probably the most fun you'll have arriving at a meeting. It's not just better for the environment, it's great for your mental and physical health as well.
Auckland Councillor Richard Hills told 9 to Noon the council's already working on improving public transport, reducing speeds around schools to make it safer to cycle, and switching to electric vehicles. He admits it's an ambitious plan, but one he says needs to happen.
There's a lot to do, and the government's asking us to do this, business is asking us to do this, and the next generation is kind of demanding we don't keep heating up the world and leaving them for the next generation to deal with.
Councillors will vote on whether to adopt the plan on Thursday.